So here we are. It's been almost a month. No, it's been almost 2 months since my first podcast. So I just dropped my brother off at his friend's, and now I'm going to go grab a chocolate shake from Arby's, I think. Anyway, yesterday was my birthday. Woo. For me, it's just another day. I got up grumpy. I always get up grumpy. I mean, let's be honest. Just felt like crap. I didn't work too late the night before, but I did go grocery shopping after, so I didn't end up getting home till like 1:30, I guess. I got up, was grumpy. I started cooking my birthday dinner. Yeah, I cooked it myself. Chicken fajitas is what I wanted. So I started the chicken about 1 something because I knew I was gonna have to take my stepdad to work early, and I wanted him to be able to eat, and then I wanted to be able to eat because I would have to be at work at 7 and he had to be there by like 5:30. I started the chicken early, and then I turned it off and just let it sit in the oven and let it kind of cook up a little more. And then I took a nap because, I was grumpy as fuck. I'm still grumpy. God, I say so too freaking much. I got up after my nap, finished cooking. I put the tomatoes and the green peppers on a pan, put them in the oven, let them kind of roast up a little bit. And then I was like, if anybody wants rice, beans, or what is the other thing? Onions, because God, I don't like onions. They'd have to do it. So, yeah, I ended up not even eating my birthday dinner. And I guess to top things off, the night before when I went shopping, I told my mom, I was like, I'm gonna see if I can just find a markdown cake, at Walmart or Kroger, because, I mean, let's be honest. Cake is cake, right? And couldn't find one that I liked, so I decided to get German chocolate cake mix and icing. Mom said she'd make it, and yeah, so we didn't have cake, which is cool because by the end of the day, I didn't want cake. I didn't want cake, even though I bought a little cake, just like a little slice that I was gonna eat Saturday night when I got home, because it was gonna be like my birthday anyway. It was like after midnight on the So I didn't even do that because I was just really freaking tired. I just ate that little piece of cake this morning, this evening, this afternoon. I don't know. Anyway, life sucks. I'm another year older. Happy freaking 30. So looks like my job's gonna be closing within the next month, I'd say. It's a drive-in movie theater, So, and it's just a weekend thing, so whatever. I'm looking for jobs, 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 jobs. I gotta have something. Let's see. I am about to turn in Arby, so elevator music while I pause this. Woohoo, mama got her chocolate shake, and boy is it good. So now I guess I go home to the ensuing madness that comes with kiddos. As I was saying, I'm currently looking for a new job. And it is so weird to be driving without listening to a podcast. I'm just going to be honest. I've been listening. I've got 3, maybe 4 that I alternate between. Currently trying to catch up on one. I just started it like a month or two ago, I guess. So I'm not really used to talking quietly in the car by myself. I'd actually planned to do an episode a month and a half ago, maybe. I don't know. I've got the notes wrote out on depression and anxiety. It's just, you know, I have depression and I have anxiety, and I just, you know, you just sometimes feel like you don't know how to deal with it. So you internalize, and that's exactly what I do. I don't want anybody's help. No, let me rephrase that. I know that I need somebody's help. I need somebody to bounce all these thoughts and things going through my head. I need to talk to someone, but I don't want to talk to someone, you know? Like, I don't, not face to face, not somebody that I know, not somebody that lives in my area. I don't want face to face talking. And, you know, where do you find that? But I know that I can't keep it bottled up. Well, I mean, I guess I can, but that just makes me feel like I'm a ticking time bomb. You probably can hear me kind of tearing up. Stupid me. I know I can't be off my depression and anxiety medicines, not even one day, or I feel it, you know, I feel those thoughts in my head, not like suicidal thoughts or anything. I am not suicidal, nor have I ever been. It's just my mind goes into the what ifs, you know, and I know I can't skip my medicine, but I just haven't put it in the weekly pill box planner thingy, whatever is it called? Because, you know, if you do that, then you have the whole week ready, and I've just been in a funk and haven't done it. So, I mean, that's probably why I felt the way I did yesterday, you know. I sucked it up and I went to work all weekend. 7 to like 11, I think, is what I worked all weekend, you know, 7 p to 11 p. Because we weren't busy, our back screen messed up. God, that milkshake's good. So I don't know. You know, I've looked into like Talkspace or something. No, this is not sponsored by Talkspace. I've been looking into it. And, you know, maybe once I do find another job that I will be able to afford it, I'll do that. I think I'll do that. I'm probably most definitely going to do that because I need to talk to someone. I know that. Because I'm just so tired of keeping everything. And I mean, it's stupid shit, most of it. But I get lost in my head, and I deal with it in my head, and my mind is just a chaotic disaster zone, pretty much all the time. I don't like that. I don't like being in this funk. Yeah. Sorry if you can hear my blinker. Turning on my road, going home, 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 home. Where no doubt I will be pausing this and picking it up later, either tonight after everyone's in bed or maybe tomorrow. Maybe one day when I'm in the car by myself, because that seems to be the best place to do it, because there's nobody here to watch me. God, I say too much, and I say, oh my gosh. So, my four big kiddos just got back from summer camp, on Friday. It was nice, you know, just having the three littles there. You know, they mostly kept to themselves, which is rare. But now that the big kids are home and we're all crowded back into this house, it's just a crazy, chaotic life. And I love it. I do. I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't. But sometimes it just... it adds to the crazy in my head. It does. Because I need to do this and I need to do that. God, I say that too much. I am just so ready for my kiddos to go back to school. This year it'll be all four of the big kids. The twins are five, so they'll be going to kindergarten. And we're hoping that the littlest one will get into Head Start. You know, she'll get accepted if there aren't enough four-year-olds to get into the Head Start program. But it would be totally awesome, you know, to have all seven kids out of the house for a few hours. And I've really got to start working on my health. And I know part of that ties into the depression. Yeah. So, I will pick this up in a little bit. So, this is picking up almost 2 months after I recorded the first section. I listened to some of it, but honestly, it just kind of depressed me listening to it again. So, here we are. I'm still not back to where I'd like to be mentally, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to work on it. I am still not taking my medicine like I should be. But I did take it last night, and I feel decent today, so I'm gonna try to get some housework done and see if I can improve this day at all. I like feeling the way I felt when I recorded the first half section. I I don't like that person that just doesn't want to do anything. There's so much that needs to be done in my house, and I just get to where I don't feel like doing any of it. And that's not good. That's not who I want to be. And I just have to keep reminding myself that I'm the only one who can change it. God, there I go saying a million times again. I think this time I'm ready to actually make the changes I need to make. And I think I'm ready to try really hard to do it. I recently started another podcast with my sister and my aunt. It's called Not Your Normal Paranormal. You can find us right now on Anchor and Spotify. We just posted our second episode on September 20th. It's about Area 51. So if you'd like to check that out, that would be cool. We try to get together at least once a week to record. Sometimes we're super busy though, and have to schedule to do two at a time. It's a learning process, there being three of us. But we're working on it. And it helps that I get out of the house a little bit to do that. Because my house is chaotic and I don't always get to sit down and do research that I need to be doing. I know a couple weeks ago when we did the alien research, the Area 51 research, I was behind because I hadn't had a chance. I was working and I just hadn't felt like it. And you may hear some background noise right now. I'm working on unloading the dishwasher so I can reload it. Let's see. What else is there to say? The drive-in closed for the season the weekend of September 10th, I believe. It was literally just last week in relation to when I'm recording this. It's weird knowing that I don't have to go into work tonight. I definitely could still use the paycheck, even though it wasn't a lot. It was still something. I'm working on trying to find something else, though. But that gets complicated where I live because there's not a lot. There are call centers hiring, and I keep thinking, I'll go try that, but I went and applied once, and I never heard anything back. I'm not computer illiterate, but I'm not, like, the fastest at typing or anything, so I may give it another go. There's one, if you do it, you can work from home, and that would be great because there's so much going on around my house right now. I'm not gonna get into any of it, but I stay pretty busy, and sometimes my housework falls through the cracks. Even though there are one, two, three, four, there are five adults in the house. And sometimes we just forget that it's all of us together, not one against the other or one against all. We know we need to work together. It just doesn't happen as often as it should. And I know I probably sound about the same as I did when I recorded the last little bit. It's just, I'm tired. But I'm constantly tired. That's absolutely nothing new for me, being tired. I could sleep all day and still wake up tired, or I could sleep 3 hours and wake up tired. There is no in between for me. Sometimes I can stay up all day and sleep for a couple hours and I feel fine after I wake up. But lately I've been having to do so much driving back and forth that I just stay tired. And I mean, this isn't definitely not a complaint. Sometimes my mom will do the running, but most of the time I don't mind, just because we both don't need to be exhausted. And I guess for now, I'm gonna cut it off a little bit. I'll probably record a little more over the next day or two and see. I don't know, kind of like a podcast diary blog thing, just for this episode, just to give you a little insight in what it's like to have depression and anxieties. I'll be back in a little bit with more. So this is being recorded just the day after the last segment. So yesterday was September 21st. This is September 22nd, obviously. Yesterday was a decent day. I think that's what I said. Today, I found a place online where you can sign up for, counseling. Where you can do it through the, I believe it's over the phone or with a video call or something, that's specific to Kentucky. So, I decided to enroll in that. So I signed up today. It's Sunday though, so they should text or call me tomorrow and I'll set up my first appointment that way. I feel good about it. I haven't told anyone. I probably won't. Just because that's just who I am. I don't tell people things I don't want them to know, or that I don't feel like they need to know. Or the thing is I'm gonna work through my issues, and I'm looking forward to that. As forward to it as I can, I guess. I don't know how it's gonna go. We'll see. Right now, I'm on my way to pick my sister up. We're gonna do some grocery shopping, and then I'll take her home. And tomorrow starts crazy madness. It's not really crazy or madness, but I have to stay with my nephews while my sister is at work overnight, and then I have to drop them at my house in the morning to catch the bus, and then go pick my sister back up from work. So it is a pretty busy day, but nothing that can't be done, because sometimes I feel like I'm Superwoman, and other times I feel like I'm just a big blob on the couch. I also didn't take my medicine last night, but today's still a pretty good day. So, I think I'll probably post this episode soon. You can find me on Twitter at Eclectic Sloth. That is the @ capital ECLECTIC capital SLOTH. You can also find me at TheEclecticSloth.blogspot.com.